As I mentioned, the Greater Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce has a new executive director, and she joins us this morning so we can learn a little more about her and her thoughts about Chamber and what's going on here in Ketchikan as she's stepping into this job. Joining us, we have Leslie Becker. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
So can you tell us a little bit about where you're coming to Chamber from?
Yes, certainly, certainly. My husband and I moved here to the island. He came in September. I came in October of last year. And we have been getting settled. We bought a house down in, off South Tongass, and so I've been very involved in getting that all arranged and moving in. But I come from a background of 35 years of healthcare experience in executive leadership roles. I served in Chamber of Commerce roles in Southern California and ran economic development committees. And I just feel like the Chamber of Commerce is a wonderful place to learn about a community, learn about the employers, and learn where the synergistic opportunities are to rally together to support legislative issues, lobby, and look at economic development opportunities to not only increase our revenue for businesses, but also to be able to look at workforce structures and bring students and bring opportunities for people to learn and be educated to expand their career opportunities here on the island. So I bring my healthcare experience, my leadership experience, and when I came to the island, I immediately joined the chamber, and I watched Bill Swift, and I saw what he was doing to change and improve the participation in the chamber, and I thought, you know, that would be a great role for me because I'm so excited about connecting to the community. And when the position was posted, I thought, you know, I'm going to go and chat with him. So I had the opportunity to interview and was offered the role and joined them about 7 working days ago. So a week ago Monday was my first day. And Bill will be transitioning out later this week, and I'll be taking on that role full time.
So you have been tracking what's been going on with the chamber.
Yes.
You've been part of it.
Yes, I've been participating in several lunches over the last 10 or 11 months. Really enjoyed the topics and the speakers. Have met some of the government leaders in the city and in the borough. And just felt like I had an opportunity to understand a little bit about Ketchikan and what was going on with the economy, some of the academic things that are going on here, a little bit about the school board. I feel like a little bit like I'm a fledgling still, but I have definitely made some nice connections to be able to learn more and be a voice from the chamber and what the board would like to do to proceed with how we're going to develop our programs.
Any first impressions?
I think we have a great set of leaders on our board. We do have elections going on right now. In the next month or so, our ballots are going to be going out for new board members. So we have some transitions going on. But I think we've got a lot of energy on our board, and we're looking forward to bringing in some new energy from a little bit diversified platform. Those candidates I will be meeting tomorrow. And I'll do a little plug for tomorrow's chamber lunch. Tomorrow is a meet and greet for all of our board members, and I will also be there, and I'd be happy to answer any questions and certainly get input and feedback from the community and our members about what, you know, where they see the chamber and how we can work together to take advance our agenda for 2018.
That meet and greet is at the plaza, correct?
And it will be at the plaza office, and our office upstairs in 223 Suite A is where we are upstairs. So please come and join us. That'll be at noon. It'll be catered by the Point. And then I'll just go ahead and tell you a little bit about what's coming up for some of our other activities. We have yet to determine our lunch schedule for the 6th of September, and because that's right after a holiday, that may or may not actually get slated, but we do have several people that we would like to bring forward, like the airport. A little update on the airport is definitely going to be scheduled very soon. If not the 6th of September, it'll be shortly thereafter. But because this is a very active political season, we have on the, let me just get my glasses on here. On the 13th, we have the superintendent of schools and an opportunity to hear from him and address on what's going on with the academic year, as well as to meet all the new staff that's coming on board. Those that are available to join us will be joining us at Cape Fox on the 13th. On the 20th, we will be interviewing the school board candidates. And on the 27th, the Borough Assembly candidates will be present, and they will be able to answer questions and give some overview on their perspective on their candidacy. So we have a very active September, and then October we will continue on with other topics, healthcare, wellness, things like that, that have been consistent things in interests of the community that we want to support.
Okay, so a big part of the job is kind of getting, well, I should say a part of the job is getting guests for Chamber Lunch. Is that kind of something you're focusing on right now, or what kinds of things are you focusing on?
Well, right now, because I'm so new in the role, I'm learning. There are so many different activities going on in Ketchikan. The Ketchikan Maritime Industry Council, what's going on with the city and the county, what's going on with education. So I'm really trying to learn all the parameters of this, so I would be remiss to say I have a total focus right now. It's basically I'm taking the first 90 days to use this as a learning curve, very steep learning curve, and then to be able to work with the board to set out what is our strategic vision for the 2018 calendar and where do we need to focus things. Of course, we have our big event in January where we'll have a recognition of a business in the community, and you know, I think we call it the Night of the Stars, and that might not be exactly what we call it, but there's that event that'll be toward the end of January at the Ted Ferry Center. So that's a big event that I'm working on with the events committee, and McKim chairs that. She's been a great asset to be able to educate me on what's going on in those venues. So I would say that I'm learning, and I think there will be some pretty much as our new board comes into place and we have an opportunity to gel between now and the end of the year, a strategic plan will be rolled out and we will focus by quarter on how we're going to address the initiatives of the chamber.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I'd just love to have the opportunity to periodically update you.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. Leslie Becker, again, she is the new executive director of the Greater Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce. There is a meet and greet with her, along with board members of that organization, and that is tomorrow's chamber lunch at noon, and that will be taking place in the chamber office at the plaza.